I want to read just a couple of verses of Scripture. And as our economy right now is being shaken to the very foundation, one of the biggest banks was taken over this week. And they are saying if Congress and Senate don't come to the aid and the rescue, there'd be a lot more fail. Well, you know, you hear the comment that people makes about it, and you see how much man has put his faith and trust in a bank or in money that he's got laid up. And I want you to listen to this. It might do everybody good to go and read the book of Job now, because unless God takes a hand, there may be a lot of people that has great wealth that ends up with almost nothing. And Job showed you and I where we're supposed to have our riches and all of our worldly possessions in relationship to where we have God in our life. Job was a man that I look at his life and I read what he went through. And I know a lot of us, we will never know the kind of steel that's within us unless we was put to the test that Job was. But I wonder myself, could I come through what Job went through and have the same words that Job had and have God say about me at the end of it as he said about Job? Through every bit of that, Job did not sin against God with his mouth. They may have been thoughts that come to his mind that he had to push away, but there was nothing that come out of Job's mouth against God. And his wife said, curse God and die. You know, there's men that lost far less than what Job lost. And that's exactly what they did. They cursed God because of all they lost. Instead of realizing that God was the one that blessed them to get in to start with. And just like Job said, the Lord give and the Lord take away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You and I today, everything that we have, it's been a blessing given from God. So who am I to say, if God wants to take it back, he dealt unjustly with me. He's already blessed me far above measure in my life. And each of all of that, we need to see and realize this. And Job, he was a man that was blessed with great wealth, and yet he knew where it came from. And in the 14th chapter of Job, reading the first and the second verse, very familiar scripture, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And I figured it up once, just sitting around and thinking about how fast life was going by and how that we just take a day for granted as if, you know, we've got just millions more of them. But a man that lives to be 70 years old only lives 25,567 days. That's not a long time, is it, when you think of a day? We just had seven of them go by this last week. So out of that 25,567, that's seven less that you've got left this week than you did last week. And you and I aren't promised we're going to live to be 70. But also in those 70 years, that works out to only 613,600, in 8 hours, or 36,816,480 minutes. And you and I, we think a lot of times, our life, oh, that's a long time. But when we start looking at it in days, and I'm 63 years old, a little past, and I think of that, my life is mostly gone. Anybody can look at me and tell that. And as I was talking to Daryl, you see, there's a thing I need to teach him before my life is over. Just a basic thing that come in handy around the farm that we can pass on. Each and one of us, we need to look around and realize the troubles and the trials that we've had in life. We've learned a lot, Paul. We need to pass it on to the Lord that's coming after it. How do we know? So are they going to learn it? It's all the things that everyone has to learn everything the hard way. Some of us learned it, and we need to pass it on to try and save the other. The hard troubles and trials of learning. Because after all, we've got a short time here. And you know, you and I, we might think, oh, life is long. And as I was speaking and joking with a woman here, I think it was earlier this week, maybe it was last week, talking about living to be 120 years old. Well, you and I, you know, we might think we'll live that long. But we have no promise of tomorrow. This little cemetery is connected with this church. They're in there from little babies all the way up to old people. And none of them knew the day they was going to die. It caught every one of them unexpected. They didn't raise up one morning and say, this is the day I'm going to die. But you and I, God said, for us to live each and every day as if it was our last one. Because we have no promise of tomorrow. And our life here, it's a few days. And the Bible said, worry, ready, and hurry, joy, and full of trouble. You and I don't expect every day to come without trouble and trial. But if we do, if we face each one with God's leader, no matter what comes our way, we can end up the day being thankful unto God that we was blessed to live it and accomplish what we did. You know, there was a time in my life I would get up of the morning and start out doing things, and by the end of the day, I'd find out I had to add some things on because I did far more than what I figured I would. Now I get up and I think of what I want to do, and by the end of the day, I'm amazed I didn't get anywhere near done what I wanted to. And I find out my body don't accomplish what my mind wants to give it to do. My body's no longer able to do a lot of things that I would like to do. Why? Because I'm getting old, and I realize that my strength is failing. But I read back in the Bible when there were people that was over 100 years old, and when it comes time for them to die, their strength did not fail. What made the difference? It was a different time, and people lived a different life. You and I today, we need to wake up and realize our days are numbered, and no trouble may come our way. Don't let the devil drag you down, but keep your eyes still upon the Lord and realize God's the one that gives power, and He's going to set time out there for you, that you're coming to meet that appointment with Him, and each and one of us, we can have a life that's lived for the Lord, following after righteousness. And does not mean that there won't be days of trouble. It just means that we've got someone that will be there with us in them. You know, Job, I don't know how long a time this was from the time that Job started entering all of these trials that the devil was bringing on him until he come out of them. I don't know exactly how long a time it was. But through every bit of it, Job was in misery, covered with boils. Anybody that's ever had one knows how comfortable that is, how uncomfortable that is. But to think of having them covering you, your whole body. You know, if you have something that's a real bad sore on your body, you roll and you lay in a position where you're not putting pressure on it. But to think to have them on all of your body, even the soles of your feet, no place that he could get comfortable, in pure misery and agony. And then he still had a heart to say, God gives, and God take away, blessed be the name of the Lord. Couldn't even get on his knees to pray and talk to God without pain. But yet his heart inside knew there's a true and a living God. And I'm not going to say one thing against him. He's the one that gives my life. And it's up to him to take it. Today you'd hear a doctor say, well, I can give you a shot. And it will just let you ease on out of this life. You won't have to suffer. But you're a wrecking old. This is my life, and it ain't mine to take. My God, give it. And it's up to him to take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He realized there was trouble in his life, but he was looking for one better to come. Why there be no trouble? You and I, we endure here, and we face the thing
that comes our way here. And don't fail God. When our life is over, we will find out what true joy is. You know, so many times I think back to the trip we took out west a few years ago, and standing there in Yosemite Valley, looking up at them rocks and the water falls and everything, and just how clean the air felt. And just the smell of the woods. And just thinking, oh, how wonderful something like that is. What would it be like to walk in to a holy city where there's never been any pollution, where the air is perfectly clean, where the flowers and the trees are always in bloom, the fragrance that must be on the air, and the glory that God fills the place. You and I, when we have trouble here in this life, sit down somewhere to look at and begin to think of what awaits you. Just let your imagination run wild. Wild because God said, and not even entered into the heart of man what's there. So when your imagination goes in wild, and it can go, it still can't compare with what God's got waiting for you. No matter if you're back turning, when you're being down and smelling, just the smell of fragrance of it, it was well worth the discomfort in your body. Well, think what it would be to walk in a country where the air just has the fragrance of the flowers will ever breathe. You and I, we got something that we can look forward to
that surpasses anything of this life. And when troubles come, lift your eyes above it, because something better awaits. And you and I, listen to this again. Man that is born to woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. You and I, you know, I was walking in a field yesterday and just listening at the hum of the honeybees. They were just going to town and is working a flower that looks sort of like a daisy, but it's just a little old bitty thing, but they're just covered up with it. And them honeybees is going from flower to flower to flower, gathering its honey. And all of that, I couldn't even smell them flowers, but that honeybee knew that they was nectar or something that he was getting from them because he was working. Supplying his needs for when wintertime comes. Storing up. You and I, our life here is sort of like a flower. It's something that no matter what comes our way, it's feeding us in one way or another, preparing us for what's ahead. The rough times and the good times all are preparing us for what's out there in the future, for us to live with God or to live separated from God for all of eternity. And you know, God made it possible through His love and His grace that we can overcome the troubles of this life. A few days and full of trouble. Well, you know, every one of us, if we've lived any time at all, has had some kind of trouble. You see a little kid, their troubles might be pretty small. They come running in to mom or dad crying. They got a splinter or a thorn or something like that in them, and they want them to get it out. Or some little kids, when their teeth start getting loose, that's like a world of trouble right there to get that tooth out. It's just like, oh, it's just unbearable. And sometimes when it gets pulled out, they're crying and everything and don't realize the tooth is gone. They're crying because they think it's going to hurt and they don't realize it's already out. And then you see a shocked look on their face when they realize it's gone and it didn't really hurt. You and I, you know, a lot of our troubles is almost that way. We imagine they're worse than they really are. But if we put our faith and trust in God, God said, whatever it is, you can rise above it. You know, Peter, he stepped out of the ship on stormy waters and walked on. Me and you, the storms of this life come. They don't have to make us sink. We got our faith and trust in God. We can ride above them storms. You know, I heard years and years ago, a man, they were going to build a battleship. And he went studying just how to make this ship that it could really ride the waves good. And he went back to the Bible. And he studied the dimensions of the ark. And he took them, and though this ship was far bigger than what that ark was, he took those same dimensions, the width times the length times the height, and he built this ship like that. Because before he done that, he built a model of the ark. And he put it in this tank where they test things like that. And that ark could take a tidal wave, sideways, front wave, back wave, any way it wanted to send it at it. And it would right itself. Roll it plumb over on its side and it would right itself back. God came over to the dimensions of that boat and told him how to build it. God knew what kind of a storm it would be facing. and he knew what he needed to write it. They built that battleship, and they said it was the most stable ship on the water of any that was ever built. You and I today, it will come to the Word of God. He's already got it in there, all that we need. So whether any storm, anything that comes our way, any trouble, any trial, put your faith and trust in God. The answer's there that we need, and the strength to overcome and rise above it. And just because you have trouble, don't listen to the devil and think that I might as well throw up my hands and quit. Read the Bible, the men in the Bible that wrote the book and live the lives of the ones that's recorded in the Bible, you'll find every one of them had troubles and trials. That's life. You know, let me just give you a thought. If you're going through a trial or you got trouble, I was reading in the Bible where we're supposed to be thankful no matter what. And, you know, if you're going through that, what do you have to be thankful about? Well, you're alive. You still have things to do here. If your heart's not right with God, you better be real thankful you're alive, because it gives you an opportunity to get right with God. And if your heart is right with God, be thankful that God's got something else for you to do, or He wouldn't be leaving you here. Each and every one of us, we don't know what today brings when we get up. But let's make sure that we live it for the Lord, with Him first in our life. If it's a trouble and a trial that comes our way, just thank God for it. You know, it don't give you that much detail in the Bible about Job's life after he come through all this, just that he was restored everything. Even his children, he got the same amount of children back, but everything else was double to him. And he don't go on to say, did his wife ever come and say, Job, I'm sorry for what I said to you. So just because somebody causes you a lot of heartache here in this life, don't expect that they're going to come and apologize when it turns around and you'd think, well, even a blind person can see they was wrong. Don't expect them to apologize. You still rise above it. We've got to forgive where that person asks for forgiveness or not. We've got to love where they deserve love or not. Because after all, if you want to find somebody that's been unlovable at times in life, go look in the mirror. Because every one of us has been unlovable. Little Jason, I'll use him for an example. I love that kid beyond measure. But at times he can be awful trying. And when it don't seem to be nothing to satisfy. Now, am I picking on him because he's unique? No, I've got a whole bunch of grandkids that every one of them went through that stage. Some of them just seem to live in it. But that don't change. I still love them. You and I, isn't it wonderful? God's love does not determine how good I am, is how much He loves me. He loved me enough to die for me when I was rotten. He brought me out of trouble that I had got my own self in. You and I, isn't it wonderful to have a God that is always there? We don't have to say, well, next week is my time. God will be back around to me. God's got time for you each and every day if you'll call upon Him.
If you think it's next week or next month, that's because you're cheating yourself. I find God's there every day. I don't know what I'd do if it wasn't for God. I don't know how people make it
that don't have a God to pray and talk to. Each and every one of us, God loves us that much. Please, don't let the troubles and the trials of this life separate you from the wonderful experience you can have of living your life for God. While we get a verse of some song, each and every one of you, trouble is going to come. That's life. And whether you're going to live 25,000 days or 1,000 or maybe even less than that, we don't know. There's people right here that's less than 1,000 days old. And there's some of us here that's several thousand days old. But none of us knows which one is going to go first. Leah's the youngest. But we don't know that she's going to live to be older than any one of us. Or as long as any one of us. Each and every one of us, we just got that appointed time. Let's make sure that our heart's right with God. While we sing. Isn't it wonderful that the blood has never lost the power to do that God come today? Each and every one of us is still there, able to cleanse us if we'll only believe.